This is the Cinema for All podcast,
a celebration of going to the cinema
with Jack Chell and Abby Standish.
Welcome to the Cinema for All podcast. We're your hosts, Jack Chell
and Abby Standish,
and we're part of the Cinema for All team. We've got another mini-sode for you today. We love them. We've got the director of the new Oscar and BAFTA-nominated film Border, who joined us for a Skype Q&A, but don't worry, the sound quality is fine.
That's right. The director's name is Ali Abbasi. He's so lovely. He was really, really patient with our Skypiness. And he gave us some really, really interesting responses to our questions and gave us a great insight into the film. And Jay took the reins on that one.
Yeah, Jay's seen Border and he really liked it. So he's the right person for this.
We sent him out in the field.
Out in the field, Agent Jay.
Let's listen to the evidence.
So first of all, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the film. It was great. Like nothing I've ever seen, really. I didn't know much about it going into it, but it just had me from the get-go, right until the end. And congratulations, obviously, you won the Uncertain Regard Award at Cannes last year.
Thanks.
So congratulations there. So first of all, can you start just by telling us a little bit about what attracted you to this story in the first place?
Well, I was planning to do a collaboration with the author Jon-Ivet Lindqvist, and you know, and this was because I felt that there's an affinity between, you know, the way we like our universes, like, or the way we see the world, and like our interests overlap, and you know, I have the same kind of, you know, interest in mixing, you know, like everyday life problems or dramas or situations were in this kind of like elevated, you know, it's, you know, supernatural or surreal world. So you know, it's like there was a, like this natural, you know, match between us. So I thought, like, you know, it would make sense if we try to do something together, and we, you know, talked about it, and I got a few suggestions from his agents about like what would be the like, you know, different books or stuff he written, and this was Border was the one that really caught my attention, because he's like the you know, Stephen King of Scandinavia. You know, he's done a lot of smart genre pieces, and there are a lot of clever twists in the end and so forth, and this was by far the least clever. This was like, and this was the one that was not twisty as such. It was not very, you know, it was not this kind of clockwork plot. It was a lot about like characters' journey, and that was really what caught my attention, because like it has like a very clear emotional content. At the same time, it's all about this like troll mythology and so crazy stuff going on, but it never loses that clear emotional path. And I think that I felt is really, like, you know, it's a very interesting contrast.
Obviously, the two main characters are in very heavy prosthetics. How did that affect the casting process for you, and sort of what were you searching for in the actors' performances?
You know, we had to do this, you know, during casting, we had to think about it like, okay, we find, you know, we do our casting and we find, you know, people that with, you know, whoever that is best for a part, and then we hope that it's gonna work out with the prosthetics, because like we didn't have the, you know, any possibility to test it, and we didn't also wanted to make it about like how they look like before we know like what kind of character it is and what kind of emotional content, you know, like what is going on, you know, emotionally with them. And to be honest, I mean, it's also like a fascinating thing to do, because, you know, it's one thing to cast these characters, another thing is to, you know, see them again, like on set, you know what I mean? I mean, we had no idea how it's going to look like, and how that meeting gonna look like, how they hold against each other before the day we shot it. So, well, which was, you know, I mean, I don't think, I don't know if I'm gonna do this again, like risk this kind of thing. Yeah. But it was fascinating when it worked. It could have also been a disaster, of course.
Yeah, but well, it paid off, obviously. So a lot of the sort of buzz around the film and a lot of what I've read about it, it's sort of a lot of people have talked about how it's a hybrid of a lot of different genres. So it's sort of a police procedural drama, a thriller, a fairy tale, a romance film. Was that a sort of conscious decision to try and blend aspects from these genres, or did it sort of come organically from the source material? Or,
well, the thing is, it was already in the short story, and you know, we worked further on it and gave it like a new like police, you know, procedural like subplot, because I thought that it needed this kind of like second gear. And I think the conscious decision was not much of like blending it, it's more like of not leaving it out. So, you know, it would have been easy to say, okay, there are so many different things going on in this movie, you know, it's like, and it's going to be too messy and too much, you know, different things, different directions. And I think like we just made this decision of this kind of messiness, or like being like a little bit of everything, is the DNA of this movie. So instead of like trying to cut it down and make it nice and neat, you know, we just try to keep it and keep those different elements in check and, you know, in balance. And you know, that was really what we felt. And mind you, I'm neither like a huge genre fan or like you know, I haven't seen that many like genre movies either. So I don't think of things in terms of genre that much, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it. It's not like I think like a genre movie is better or worse or whatever. But I don't think, I also think it's like very much a marketing tool. So like a police procedural, you know, depending on who does it, how it plays out, it can be very, very different kind of movie. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah.
Great. Yeah, that was really interesting. Moving on now to sort of more generally, going to the cinema. So our podcast has a focus on the act of actually going to the cinema and watching films in a room full of people. How important do you think it is that audiences see Border on the big screen with an audience rather than just sort of, you know, watching it at home, as is often the case now?
Well, you know, of course, there is this thing that, you know, I made this movie for big screen and I optimized it for big screen, especially for big sound, you know, which is even more important, you know, because this is one thing that people don't usually think about, you know, that coming to cinema, you get a sound experience that is absolutely, it's impossible to get it in your, at home, unless you have a mansion and you have a, like, huge... You know, like big, and that would basically be a cinema. that's even more important for me, somehow. But having said that, I'm not from a generation that have like no. I don't have a nostalgic, you know, relationship to cinema as such. I think that my preference is that people should watch what we're doing with, you know, as much attention and focus as possible, you know what I mean? And if they can do that on a 5-inch screen with headphones, that's...
Just one last question. Just wondered if you could tell us what's next for you, basically. Have you got any other projects in the pipeline, or...?
Well, I have a few things I'm thinking about. I haven't, like, decided 100% what I'm going to do next, but I think that I probably want to do something that is more like explicitly political, you know. I probably have to come back from the mystical woods of Scandinavia at some point, you know, like visit the city again.
But yeah, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me.
No problem.
I'm sure our listeners will really enjoy this. And again, congratulations on the film. It's something quite special, I think.
Thank you. And, you know, I appreciate you guys doing this. And I also appreciate that you try to give this movie a chance for, like, a wider audience and not only people that are, like, super art and cinema interested. Because I also think this actually has potential to, you know, to entertain people. And you know, I can't see why people should not watch this in front of you know, or instead of the Avengers movie, because I, in my opinion, this is just as entertaining.
Absolutely, yeah. I I'll agree with you there for sure.
Great, thank you so much.
Great, yeah. Thanks, Ali. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
That was great. I really enjoyed that, actually. I haven't seen the film, but I'm excited to see it. I really enjoyed what he was saying about the casting process and how it's kind of a risk to cast somebody and then not know how they're going to respond with the prosthetics on their face, with the makeup.
Definitely. Yeah, you're not going to know if that actor's going to still convey the very same things you saw in the sort of audition rooms, yeah. But luckily it all worked out. I like those things because, you know, films feel really organised. You know, there's a set way of doing a lot of things, but a lot of it has to be a leap of faith, which is where it gets exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody go and see Border. It's out on the 8th of March here in the UK. So everybody go and see it. It's a good one.
Yeah, you won't forget it. It's a police drama like none other. We hope you enjoyed that mini-show today. It's been such a pleasure to interview so many interesting directors and filmmakers.
We've had loads, haven't we?
We've been so damn lucky.
Yeah.
So treat your ears and go and listen to past episodes if you haven't listened to them. We've got one more full episode of this series coming up for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting before we take a little break. But if you miss us, there's something what people can do, isn't there, Jack?
Yes, you can follow us on Twitter where we can have a real life actual conversation with you.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a account that's especially for the podcast. We're at Cinema for All Pod. So let us know what you thought of the episodes. Strike up a conversation. Let us know what your favourite documentaries, your favourite female filmmakers are. We'd love, love, love to hear from you.
Definitely. And feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or any of your podcast app. It really does help other listeners find us.
It does.
And plus, you know, comment or tweet us what you might like to see in the next upcoming series of the podcast.
We've got season two!
Season two coming at you!
Fum, fum,
fum! Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts. We've got exciting plans, but we want you to have your say as well, so do let us know if there's anything you'd particularly like us to cover.
Yeah, but for now, let's roll credits.
Producer
Jay Platt.
Logo designed by
Lydia Lipinski at Thoughts Make Things.
Hosted by
Jack Chell
and Abby Standish, with thanks to
Deborah Parker, Sheffield Live, Organic Publicity, Ali Abbasi, MUBI and Modern Films.
The Cinema for All podcast is supported by the BFI awarding funds from the National Lottery.
Thank you!